Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Satan's sheep. Baa. A couple of days ago, a reader sent me the following. A point of clarity for those upset with the Supreme Court because they don't believe abortion is an egregious wrong as I do. This leaked decision was the only intellectually honest one that the Supreme Court could make. The fact is, there are no words in the Constitution that assure abortion. There are also no words in the Constitution that say people can or cannot eat salami. The Supreme Court is not a legislative body. It can only interpret the Constitution. Protesters and lobbyists waste their time attacking the court. They'd best save their energy for states and leave the justice alone for simply doing their job with integrity. We are sickened by reading in the Bible and history books of children being sacrificed to Moloch and Baal. Many nations have worshipped false gods and idols, and it seems children were an easy target for their deprivation. Decapitated remains of children from the Mayan and Aztec era still being found in their vine-covered temples. Though these numbered in the thousands, consider the United States and its destruction of 62 million babies that have been killed by abortions in this country. Why are children being attacked? In my opinion, it's entirely satanic. Children are innocent and pure. And Satan does not like innocence or purity. He wants to destroy what is good in life and attacks it with an assortment of supernatural resources. Recently, the state of Florida passed a law that bans teachers from talking to kids in kindergarten to the third grade about sexual identity. These are the same groups who are now throwing firebombs into anti-abortion headquarters and defacing churches. Why would someone feel the need to talk about such matters to a mere child? Satan wants to indoctrinate them. It seems the satanic strategy is to destroy as many children as possible in the womb, and the remainder teach them aberrant sexual behavior beginning at an age when they're just developing their language skills and pour it on through their school years. I cannot imagine anyone believing a child in kindergarten needs to hear about how to become transgender any more than they have a need to know how to safely shoot up heroin. I truly believe that there's a special place in the deepest pit of hell reserved for those who harm our children, especially those who take their lives. I'm aware that nearly half of Americans support abortion, but in my mind, that is just testimony to the effectiveness of Satan's plan. He has convinced people that it is a woman's choice to kill an unborn with no consideration for that right of that child to be born and go on to live life. Satan's sheep, baa, baa. As I look at our country with our economy in shambles, facing enemies abroad at every turn, domestic violence, drug addiction, alcoholism, divorce, suicide, greed, racism, rampant crime, and corruption, I see a nation that has lost its soul, and the consequences of his many sins against God are the fruit of that condition. Somehow we must turn from this madness, ask God's forgiveness, and repent. Pray for our nation today and every day. If you know someone who's considering having an abortion, ask them to reconsider. They don't want that child at the very least. Give it up for adoption to someone who does. There are literally millions of people who desperately want a child of their own but cannot conceive. Abortion is wrong. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.